Welcome to Lectio. Thanks so much for joining me today as we take some time just to rest in God's company. I feel like, I don't know about you, but for me, I just am continually being pulled in so many different directions. And Lectio is kind of like a parenthesis in my life, a space in the middle of everything where I can just stop and be still and listen to God speaking. I think he speaks all the time in lots of ways, and I miss it all the time. But in Lectio, I really set aside time to listen carefully. So thanks for joining me. Our scripture today is Psalm 3, 1-4. And I assume if you're listening to this, you're already in some sort of comfortable position where you can relax your body and yet stay alert and be able to listen to God. Holy Spirit, thank you for calling us to this time, for waiting for us to show up and loving us always. We turn our thoughts and hearts towards you. In these quiet moments, may we hear you, and may you draw us towards yourself along the path of transformation. We love you. I'm going to read the scripture three times. After the first reading, notice if there's something that jumps out at you, something that captures your attention. That's the beginning of God's conversation with you. Something that jumps out from his word into your mind. Psalm 3, 1-4. O Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying of me, there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I cry aloud to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy hill. I'm going to read the scripture a second time, and this time, notice how that word or phrase connects to your life. And remember, this is the parentheses, right? This is the time of resting in God's presence, so let him do it. Let him bring it to mind. Don't work too hard to make the connection. But notice, is there to something in your past or something in your future, hopes or dreams. Use your senses. Does it remind you of something that you've touched or smelled or tasted, seen? Yeah, God will lead you to how His word connects to your life. Psalm 3, 1-4. God, look, enemies past counting, enemies sprouting like mushrooms, mobs of them all around me, roaring their mockery. Ha! No help for him from God. But you, God, shield me on all sides. You ground my feet. You lift my head high. With all my might I shout up to God. He answers thunder from the holy mountain. I'm going to read the scripture a third time, and during this reading, listen for an invitation from God. He always invites, he doesn't demand, and he's going to invite you in some way to something that's going to draw you closer to him and transform you more like him. It may not be a job to do. It probably won't be a job to do, but it'll probably have something to do with your being and who you are. Psalm 3, 1-4. O Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. But you are a shield around me, O Lord. You bestow glory on me and lift up my head. To the Lord I cry aloud, and he answers me from his holy hill. Thank you. And now the time for noticing and connecting and inviting is done, and it's the point in Lectio where we just put it all aside and rest in God's care. You may be curious to know, you may want to really ponder and think about what he's invited you to, and obviously this is your time with you and God, and maybe that's where you need to go. But for the way it's designed is for this particular time is to just honor God by resting in his company, not asking from him, not exploring things with him, but just, you know, sitting alongside him and being in his presence. Gently connect with your breath again, and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. Consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you've experienced in your prayer, or share it with someone else, talk about it to a spiritual companion, stick it on a post note, whatever works for you. Some way to not forget. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.